Okay, we're going to go ahead and call the House Finance Committee to order. The time is 1:44. For the record, we have Representative Moses, Representative Cole, Representative Kelly, Representative Foster, Chairman Stokes, and Representative Hawker, and myself, Representative Meyer. On today's schedule, we have two bills, House Bill 97, Oaths, Notaries, Public State Seal. By request of the Lieutenant Governor's Office. Also, Senate Bill 60, extending the Suicide Prevention Council for Senator Ben Stevens' bill. So, is there anything that needs to come before the committee before we get started? Seeing none, then let's go ahead and sponsors for House Bill 97 if they want to come to the table. Last time we took up this bill, we closed public testimony. We do have two amendments for consideration. Everybody should have a copy of both amendments. And from the Lieutenant Governor's Office, we have the Chief of Staff, Annette Spreitzer. Welcome, Annette. And Scott Clark is with us again. Welcome, Scott. And I see Brian is in the audience. Very good. Welcome back to House Finance. Have you had a chance to look at the amendments that...
Mr. Chairman, Annette Kreitzer, Chief of Staff to Lieutenant Governor Lauren Leman. I can tell you that I have looked at the one that deals with the conviction for felony issue that Representative Weirach apparently raised in the last meeting, and can say that we appreciate the amendment and the clarification and support the amendment. That would be Amendment Y.1.
Okay. Is there a motion to move Amendment 1?
So moved.
Okay. Any objection? Okay, and Amendment 1 will be adopted. Very good. Okay, Ms. Kreitzer, have you seen Amendment 2?
Well, let's move Amendment 2.
Move Amendment 2.
Okay.
Object.
Been moved and objected to
Ms. Kreitzer.
I'm not sure if we're waiting or want me to go ahead and proceed.
No, go ahead.
What the committee pointed out, rightly so, is that 068 and 069, two sections in the bill that you had before you the last time you heard this, my reading of the committee minutes and from what Scott Clark has told me, that there was concern about consolidating these sections, that one of the sections didn't allow for an appeal. And so that's what this amendment does. This amendment allows for whether we get the complaint from a member of the public or whether our office initiates action against a notary. In either case, the notary would have the option to appeal. We feel pretty strongly about retaining the Lieutenant Governor's ability to revoke or reprimand suspend a notary's commission, because the Lieutenant Governor is the person who actually commissions notaries, and so he ought to have that, or she ought to have that authority to take any disciplinary action. So that's what this Y2 amendment does, Mr. Chairman, and we thank the committee for looking at the bill diligently and support the amendment.
Okay, very good. Any questions? Do you remove your objection, Representative Stokes?
I don't maintain it.
Okay, I don't maintain it. Okay, yeah, I believe this amendment came from some questions that Representative Weirach and Representative Croft had. Okay, very good. Then Amendment 2 will be adopted. Is there any other amendments to bring forward on this? Any other comments, questions, discussion? Seeing none, Representative Foster.
Feels like an open. I'll go ahead and move HB 97 out of committee as amended, with the attached fiscal note with an individual committee.
Okay. Any objections?
Just a point of clarification. I would like to know if there's somebody going to teach Spanish. I have a Anthropologia Juridica, the meaning of global legal perspective in my. Do you have any idea why I have this in my file today? No habla español.
No idea.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm assuming you do not object to it in the committee.
No.
Then the bill
moves
on to the next committee. Thank you.
Thank you.
Also, for the record, we have Representative Weirach, Representing Jewel with us.
Let's just take a brief at ease while we change presenters here and sign the sheet.
Oh, that's all it is. Okay. I was waiting for something to get out of the chairman, but I caught him unaware. All right.
Hey, Bruce, are you here Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back to order and pick up Senate Bill 60, which is to extend the Suicide Prevention Council. Last time we took up this bill, we did close public testimony. There were several committee members who had some questions, and we wanted to invite individuals from Hess and the Suicide Prevention Council back for additional questions and possible amendments. I understand for questions here, we do have Commissioner Joel Gilbertson and Dan Park. Is Diane's not here, right? Okay. And Jeannie Sparks, Chair of Suicide Prevention.
Jeannie.
Okay, she's on telephone.
Is she?
Okay, before we get started, is there any questions that committee members may have? And then we'll go ahead and entertain the amendments. Okay, any amendments? I believe there's one, Representative Popper.
Mr. Chairman, I would move amendment number one. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The purpose of amendment one is that having developed some familiarity with the boards and the processes as the chairman of this committee's subcommittee on health and social services budget, I think this. I move this amendment to bring something before the whole committee that I think we ought to be considering as we look at the board structure within the Department of Health and Social Services here. These are particularly the advisory boards. At the moment there are five major advisory boards and a new board proposed this session. Something that has just continued to trouble me as we look at the amount that is, invested and spent through these boards is whether we're having a situation where we would not be better served if we continue to examine combining some of the activities of these boards into common administrative structures to be able to deal with more managed costs, more efficient delivery of the services. And most importantly, I think as we all saw in the last discussion on the Suicide Prevention Council, it seems that there was some question about how well they were, the question, although I'm not so sure it's well founded, but the question about how well it functioned within the huge organization of the Department of Health and Social Services, whether it had it kind of on its own right, strength might be the word to really accomplish the goals which are set out for it. And even looking at other boards at the moment, you'll see in the budget proposal this year a proposed budget amendment merging not the boards but the management responsibilities for two of these five boards. That would be the Mental Health Board and the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Advisory Board. Something that I would consider as a very reasonable management approach would be to also have the administration of the Suicide Prevention Council merged budgetarily into those other two boards as part of an integrated behavioral health advisory board for the Mental Health Trust. And to that end, it seemed like it might be appropriate to consider a one-year extension of the Suicide Prevention Council rather than a four-year reauthorization, which would then sort of bring this issue back before the department, bring it before us within the next budget cycle, and in that same time ask the department to seriously contemplate the merger of the board. I'm sure there'd be other ways of legitimate other considerations here, but as we continue to look for efficiencies, better management, better ways, how to do the process smarter without making the work harder and more expensive. This is just, I think, one of those areas where I'd be asking the department to throw out a little more scrutiny and some direct response to us.
Very good. Any comments?
I've taken this back to...
For
the record, my name is Shannon Straube. I'm staff to Senator Ben Stevens. And I have shown this amendment to Senator Stevens, and he's not in favor of it at this time. He feels that the council has just begun its work at this point, if I may add. And they've just issued their statewide plan in last fall, and I think they need some time to implement that, kind of going along with the mission that they were tasked with, coordinating efforts between community, private, and public efforts to curb suicide in communities. So at this point, I think he would prefer to see it extended to 2009.
Might ask a question.
Go ahead, respond, Mr.
Chairman. Thank you, Shannon. You know, this is there's no right answer to this question. Mm-hmm. It's to the question of what to do with the council, I guess. Mm-hmm. But a question with the suicide prevention plan that was just published, you know, mm-hmm. under the council's name, was that actually prepared by the council, or was that prepared within the Department of Social Services?
You know, I don't know if I can answer that fully. I know it was prepared, it was gathered, I think, from several sources and put together by the council. Jeannie Sparks, the chair of the council, is online, I believe. And she may be able to answer that more fully, if I may.
Would you like to have the...
I'm headed for that, is does the council need more resources to accomplish its mission, and would those resources be provided if the council were part of a larger integrated mental health advisory board?
I think at this point, Representative Hocker through the chair, I think at this point the sponsor feels that it should be a sole purpose, and then maybe later on looking at what you're suggesting, Representative Hocker, that it could be put into another council. But at this point, he'd hate to lose the mission of the council in something larger. So,
Mr. Chairman, with your respect, but there is no right answer to this mm-hmm. question, and I think the proposal to pursue the mission and the organization board sooner rather than later might be meritorious. You know, I'm not so sure that passing this amendment is absolutely necessary, recognizing that the sponsor understands the concern, the question. Certainly the Department of Health and Social Services understands it. It's just it's a number of these things, and as I'm, the custodian of this interstate budget here, we're really making an effort this year to bring more of the details within it to the attention of this committee and get more involvement in some of these decisions. But with, recognizing and respecting the position of the person, particularly the person who was here carrying the bill on behalf of Senator Stevens, I'd be very happy to withdraw the amendment with the appreciation and indulgence of the committee here, and just ask that it's one of those things that people follow in the back of their minds to consider as we go forward in the budget process.
Right. I appreciate that, Representative Hocker. Let's not withdraw it just yet, because we have some more discussion on it. And then you can withdraw it after the discussion if you be so wish.
Thanks, Mr. Rodney. The existing sunset date in the bill before us is to what year would it be?
2009. Representative Blyrock through the chair, 2009.
And the amendment that Representative Hocker introduced would restrict that to 2006. But what about, just to parse this out, if that section were removed, but simply reporting back on this, that seems a fairly de minimis sort of thing, and just in terms of almost like a brainstorming process, how that would work. There was, were you here last time we talked about this council and the concerns that some of the community members had about this? Are you here for that?
I forwarded this to the chair, Representative Blyrock through the chair. I forwarded this to Jeanine Sparks. Haven't had her response on it aside from that she had received it and had read it. So I don't know if she can illuminate us on
because it always seems to me it doesn't hurt to ask the question like here. I mean, what is the viability of merging the council into an existing board, and does that make sense or not? I think we've generally been open to those kind of findings if it does or not, and I didn't know what the objection to that, unless it's to take away the mission of the council. Is that what it is? It's not been long in existence, and this would dilute somehow?
Representative Weimark, through the chair, I would think that going year to year may focus the council, instead of focusing it on suicide prevention as it's been tasked, on perpetuating itself each year to year, showing that, so it may take away from the focus as there's only one staff person and it's a small council. I think that it might be prudent to do it a couple years, down the road, like 2009, and revisit it then. But I hope that answers your question.
Would you like to ask that question to Jeannie Sparks? Okay. I believe she's online. Is that correct, Jeannie Sparks?
Hello.
Hello. Did you hear the discussion?
Yes, I've been hearing the discussion, and I just want you to know that school is ending and the bells are going to start ringing, and I hope it doesn't bother you. I'm Jeannie Sparks. I'm the chair of the State Council, and I appreciate this discussion very much. I agree with Shannon's statements in saying that, I fully support it being extended until 2009. But in the last year, we spent so much of our meetings discussing either the mergers or potential mergers, trying to get all of the council member positions filled, and we were being audited, so we were also being interviewed. And so for the entire last year, as we were trying to get the plan published and out, we were spending a tremendous amount of energy on just discussing our existence. The discussion has merit to a degree, but it took away from our task, which is suicide prevention. And I also wanted to answer that the state plan was written. I've been on the council from its inception. I helped to write the council. The plan, I'm nervous. I helped to write the state plan, and we also had state advisement from Susan Soule, as well as some federal advisement from Peggy West, and so I hope that helps.
Follow up, Richard Warwick?
No, thank you, Mr.
Okay. Thank you, Gene.
If you can stay online, there may be some additional questions for you.
Alrighty.
We'll go on now to Representative Stoltz.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. A lot of the questions have been answered. I do want to say I think there's a lot of support for the council itself around this table and its mission, and some members certainly have a lot more history with the council. And I think really the discussion has been productive in talking about some of the problems and I think our focus is just those out there that aren't here and are listening on, that hope it's realized that the mission of this panel, I think, is to try to help make the Suicide Prevention Council be as effective to its mission as we can. It's, you can't separate the budgetary issues, and that's always part of the discussion. I can't speak for everybody, I think it's probably fair to say there's a lot of support for the council around this panel here.
Agree with that. Thank you, Representative Stoltz. Representative Jewell, did you have a question? I wasn't sure.
Mostly a comment. I recognize, at least I think I recognize, that the sponsor is going to withdraw. Excuse me. Once upon a time, in a prior life, I sat for I think about 10 or 12 years on the advisory board for alcoholism and drug abuse. And prior to that, on the what was called Children's Commission on, Interim Commission on Children and Youth. And through those different things, while the issue of suicide would come up, because we had so many other things that we had to focus on, we really didn't give it the kind of attention that it needed. And I think that's part of the challenge that the current boards have. Otherwise, you know, some of these existing boards would already be doing this. And I think once this entity, once this council get its footing, I think that's probably a very worthwhile discussion to have down the road, and that it probably could and should plan on. But initially, I think that this committee needs to, while it does need to work with some of the others, it needs its own place, its own footing.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Joe. Let's go.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, yesterday I attended the Wellness Warriors group on campus here. And it was a very impressive presentation, and gave one the sense, even with a short exposure, that results come out of that, including in the very area of suicide that we're talking about. It's difficult to be against suicide prevention, because none of us are. But I would just, I'm not as sure. This is either the point to do what Representative Jewell talked about and let this get its footing and then make some decisions, or to speak in the other direction, it's the point to say this thing ought to be ended, and maybe it isn't the way that is most effective. And I, you know, family and faith and on-ramps to education and employment and increase in hope is what we're all after here, because that's what really works. And I don't know enough about this council, so I'm not going to vote against going ahead with it, but I'm going to question, because I think people have to say it, is this really the mechanism? I don't think any state employee can go up and prevent a single suicide. I just don't think that works. Or somebody coming in, and we, our family, because we had a young lady from rural Alaska stay with us for 3 years, who eventually over her entire education had lost three brothers to this. So it has singed my heart enough to be someone who sincerely believes that eliminating this terrible thing is certainly very, very worthwhile. It's just that the five things that I mentioned that I think get there, I don't necessarily believe come through some sort of a government committee. But I, having said that, I don't intend to vote against this. I don't know enough about it to do that. So if it might have a chance of doing some good, I guess I'll support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I too have to agree with Representative Kelly. The issue for me would be one of just accountability. I think at the end of the day, maybe next year we look at this and we say, you know, have we lowered the incidence of suicide? If not, maybe what we're doing is not the right methodology, as Representative Kelly said. I think the other thing to point out here too is that we know that it's regional. The problem is greatly regional. And I was looking at the composite of the folks that are on the council, and it didn't seem to me that it was particularly regional, and maybe I'll need to have a lot more input from the regions that are most negatively impacted by the suicide rate. So I just thought maybe that we would look at that. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, amendments?
But it was still on the table.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Representative Parker, you still want to withdraw your minute?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, sincerely, respecting primarily the wishes of the sponsor of the bill, but also recognizing that even the sponsor of the bill is an error on occasion, but respecting his desires, I'll withdraw the amendment at this time.
Okay, amendment one has been withdrawn. Any other amendments? Okay. Any questions for the sponsor? Okay. Is it possible?
I'll go ahead and move out. SB 60 out of committee within the budget recommendation of the attachment.
Okay. Any objections? Seeing none. Bill passes committee. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Make sure everybody signs the sheet. We are meeting tomorrow. Tomorrow we should have. In fact, it is my understanding supplemental, fast track supplemental has passed the Senate. We will have it, and so we'll be taking that up on Wednesday. And then continue with that on Monday. Representative Schnault hope to have the operating budget to us sometime next week. Does anybody know? Okay. Anyway, that's about all I can tell you. The next two meetings will be dealing with the fast track supplemental.
I'm sorry, yes. Did you say tomorrow?
Yes.
Was that the past day?
Yesterday. We heard yesterday. It's fast, correct?
No. Yeah, it's fast. It already went. No. We'll start the discussion tomorrow and continue on Monday. Okay. Anything else for the three? Seeing none, then you're adjourned.